You're listening to Lulu's Son Out Loud, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Welcome back.
Hello.
That wasn't creepy at all.
Today's podcast, we're going to talk about boundaries. Now, if you've been listening to us, we're on season 4. We have made many references to certain boundaries of ours. So I just thought that maybe we should just dedicate one episode to what our boundaries are, just so we're fucking clear.
If we haven't organically discovered ours, it may not happen at this point.
Right. As boundaries should be. They should be fucking clear.
Who wants to go first? I can't wait to hear what y'all are going to say.
So here's how far I got in my notes.
Okay.
Hardest and most necessary for me is family. Mm. And then my next line is, what do you guys have boundaries around? I started thinking about it and I was like, yeah, like I have some very clear boundaries in place with my family that I've put in place over the last couple of years. But other than that, I was really struggling with this.
Really?
And I know I have boundaries and I know I should have boundaries, but I was like, I was really struggling to think about where I have boundaries and where I don't.
Boundaries usually come and are a result of our trauma. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Setting them for a reason.
Yeah.
This happened. I didn't like it. It hurt me. So now I need to figure out how to prevent that from happening again.
Yeah.
I want this for myself. So you learn and set boundaries. But you have to learn a lot about yourself first, what you like, who you are, who you want to be, how you allow yourself to be treated and loved, right?
What you need.
And what you need to be able to set those. And a lot of that is dictated by things that are also cause those trauma.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that a lot of your boundaries are very important boundaries are established because of things that have happened in your family. It's formative years when you're a kid, and that's and that work continues to happen until adulthood.
Well, and that's it's interesting you said that, because actually most of them have come as an adult and realizing things that I always took as normal. Maybe normal, whatever, however we're defining that, right? But maybe were things I didn't have to put up with or tolerate, or that I really didn't want to because they weren't accretive to who I want to be as a person.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, Spicy, your boundaries came as an adult, you just said. Coco, it sounds like you've been setting boundaries or familiar with boundaries for longer than that.
I started a self-care, self-help, self-healing journey. Yeah. Not too long ago, not too many years ago. And that's when that started, because I really didn't know that I could set boundaries for myself because of my childhood trauma and things like that. You know, you're just taught to listen, obey, and do, and then you're dealt with, you know, the aftermath of, okay, being set free as an adult. What do I do with this? Now I have nothing but baggage and no direction. So, processing that in therapy and learning I can choose to establish boundaries for everybody and anybody else that comes into my life, and I should, but I'm also, you know, demanding that those be respected. I deserve that. So learning my self-worth before I set those boundaries was pivotal. I deserve this, right? So yeah, just not too many years ago, I'm still new at it. But I've become more vocal and, in establishing those within my relationships and learning how I want to present them. And they always should be, communicated clearly always.
I feel like it's hard. Like I'll be echoing a lot of your sentiments as well, but you said something, I want to touch back on it a bit. Lulu, how about you? Have you been a fan of setting boundaries for a while?
Lulu's son has a lot of fucking boundaries.
I could see that.
One of them is time management. When you tell me that you're going to show up at a certain time, I'll give you a grace period, right? Because shit happens. Traffic happens. We're in Houston. Kids happen.
I hit every red light on the way here today. That's why I showed up right on time.
But weather, but still, protests, there's things happening,
you know,
right,
like,
now.
We all have lives. We all plan things. We all, you know, are busy people. And I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast where I had a friend who just did not respect those time boundaries at all. And every time she would show up at a minimum 30 minutes to an hour late. So then I started lying about the time that we were supposed to meet. Mm-hmm. And then she started showing up on time. And then I was like, okay, well, now you know how I fucking feel.
Mm-hmm. That's risk.
She would text me, I thought we were going to meet here at this time. And I'm like, no, bitch.
So you really could meet at this time.
Harry, what about you? I want to hear what boundaries are to you.
I actually didn't realize that boundaries were a thing that we could set up or enforce until like 2 or 3 years ago. Whenever I spoke to a therapist for a short period of time, that was a new concept to me.
Good so, for you, though, for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it got to a point where you realize that admitting that you don't know everything is an opportunity to grow. And I knew I needed to talk to someone to, you know, help me get to a next step or what have you. But I had never thought about a family boundary, you know, because I'd been clear in communication of this is not okay. But then nothing would change and you just set yourself up for that same cycle.
Right.
So I was actually going through an article from the Center for Mindful Psychotherapy.
Okay.
And I am flabbergasted by how many types of boundaries were listed in this article.
Wow. Ooh, give us some.
Probably not a complete list here, but physical. I think we understand that.
Yes,
like someone may or may not like being
me
hugged.
Hugging Lulu. Right? Well, it's
even
that
more than that, right?
Often.
There's rape, there's molestation, like all of those things.
I'm not going to do
but
that.
But even
to you,
says standing.
Isn't rape already kind of a boundary that exists, though? You know it's not supposed to happen.
It's a legal boundary, also.
Yeah.
But even somebody like standing too close and in my bubble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am a people person.
Yeah,
but like,
space.
See,
that's a boundary.
I don't know you. And I'm like, whoa.
That actually is a bullet of mine, personal space.
Yeah.
How about emotional boundaries?
Yes.
Well, that's dysfunctional families.
That's my family.
Sure. There are intellectual boundaries, which I guess means don't talk to me if you are
dumb as fuck,
close-minded or an idiot. Yeah. Time boundaries, which you just touched on.
Yeah.
Sexual boundaries, such as consent,
don't stick it in my
communication.
Ass.
So important.
Okay.
And everyone knows that one. No one just pays attention
to
it.
Not everybody. Yeah, that's true.
You do, people.
Material boundaries, which I don't have an example of, but I guess
what does that mean?
Would material boundaries just.
Don't run me over with your car.
Unless it's an imported European vehicle, clearly. I think they do whatever they want. It's like saying BMW people park wherever they want to. Mm. You know, you're just entitled to that.
I found out. Material boundaries concern the rules and limits you establish regarding your possessions and resources, like your money, your belongings, your property, to maintain respect and understanding in sharing and usage.
Yeah,
like don't take the remote if I'm watching TV.
So I know some people who were only children who have a lot of material boundaries that may or may not be healthy.
That's fair.
Establishing rules about sharing like household items, setting limits on how money is spent or shared. These are examples.
And then there are things that I'd never thought of, like digital boundaries, which are don't touch my phone or don't look. I'm not going to share my location with you or something.
I took it as social media.
I guess it could be.
Because I have boundaries on social media too.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And good for you. I mean, that's probably number one way to improve mental health.
This is probably a new type of boundary. These come about.
Sure.
Like a digital.
Like spiritual boundaries about religion or beliefs.
Oh my God.
So like the right to believe what you want.
I just got into a deep conversation about religion with somebody because, again, I respected his opinion on what he believed in. But then he started saying things that were like I thought were mentally created. And I started challenging him and I was like, look, dude.
And then he respected your intellectual boundary.
Yeah.
He had to go.
Yeah.
He did. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What else is on your list, Harry?
The list does go on. The rest are all kind of common sense. It makes sense that you would have boundaries around these relationships.
Okay.
Clearly, work such as like work life balance or financial boundaries, whether that's sharing finances or maybe I don't want to pay for everything we do or something like that.
That is a boundary.
That's very important.
Social boundaries, which, you know, we talked about this in a previous podcast, you know, requirements to have a social relationship that I've been implementing. And then health and wellness boundaries, which seems like fluff to finish out an article, but I'm sure people have a
Actually, that resonates with me
Oh, hit me.
A lot. Well, I just think about my relationships in the past, and one of my criteria is that I've always needed a mate who is physically active.
Mm.
And I fall into this thing where I get together with somebody who is physically active, and then it's a temporary passing thing for them, and it's always been a part of my life. And so then it becomes a big challenge. So that is definitely, I don't know,
Does that mean like we have to go jogging together, or if there's a nice no. scene that we can take a nice casual hike?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean anything specific. I'm not an endurance athlete or anything. I'm sure you can't tell by looking at me, but you know, like I just need somebody who is committed to, you know, taking care of their health and their wellness. And part of that is physical activity.
Sure.
I was raised, my mom made us exercise an hour every day. So that's always been something that's been part of my
Yeah, but
my
now
life.
you're grown and you realize she just wanted some private time. That wasn't about
oh,
you.
God, it was the worst. Oh, no, God. She'd be at work and she would literally.
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. It was intense. But it built good habits for me. Mm. So,
well, I'm going to be petty as fuck right now. One
Do
of my
it.
Boundaries is when people cut me off in line.
Yeah, fuck that.
How's that a boundary?
Do you shank a bitch?
It depends. Well, no, wait, I've never shanked a bitch.
Your boundary in that scenario would be respect.
That's right. Because I had been waiting all that time and then you fucking just disrespected him. My time.
Yeah.
And now you cut me off.
So that's a time boundary.
At a grocery store.
Okay, well, great. So let's focus on that.
On a plane, deboarding.
Someone time cuts you off important. In traffic. You're probably never going to see him again. So what boundary are you enforcing? They're just reaffirming that there are assholes in
well,
the world.
Just because you have a boundary doesn't mean you have to reinforce it with
or
anybody.
Or you can. Or that you can. You right. can't reinforce it with a lot of people. But you can still have a boundary.
What? You got to like hit the gas and pull up on his side and be like, excuse me. You
You're
broke
gonna
my
get
boundary
shot.
Of cutting me
in
off
Houston.
In traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Open
we
carry.
We don't have the
law.
Gift of reinforcing our boundaries. We can't.
Right.
That,
so
in
so
that
help
scenario.
Me get there. Help me understand.
Well, the fact that she has a boundary, like what she's understanding is that from that perspective, you're going to require all of your relationships to respect you in that way. That's the boundary that you're setting.
Yes.
Now, with these people, unfortunately, she'll never see them again. They don't have to respect her. But that is something that you've recognized about yourself, Lulu, is that is something for your relationships. You are going to communicate that is important to you. Those are triggering these thoughts, though, of that you need these boundaries.
Don't cut me off in line.
But you know what, though? We recently posted airplane rules, right? And I did an update recently. Again, this bitch broke one of my boundaries, right? We talked about if you want to be in the front of the plane, pay for the fucking seat.
Yep.
Amen.
And I was traveling and we were in the middle of the plane and this bitch comes from the back of the plane, plummeted up here. I took a step out and blocked her. And I just stood there. I was like, dude.
Well, like trying to exit the plane or what?
Exiting
after
the
you
plane.
Landed? Yeah, no.
Exiting the plane.
Get to the back, man.
Yeah.
There's
the rest
an order.
Of us on the plane. Thank you.
Anyway.
So how are y'all setting your boundaries? Because this is something like Carrie and I were like, this is a newer journey for us. But like step one, like you were saying, knowing you're allowed to have boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is number one. You're allowed your... You can do that for yourself. But then how are you setting your boundaries?
So I was so excited for this conversation today because I feel like this is something that people struggle with so much conceptually.
Yeah.
Like what is a boundary? Like we were just talking about, right? What is a boundary? And is it justified for me to say the things I want to say and put these things in place that I want to put in place, right? So I was so excited for this conversation and I came to a point in my life with my family a few years ago where things had gotten so out of control that it became something I had to deal with. And this is where boundaries really became important. And basically what was happening is I have a couple of family members who, when they get together, they enable each other and they egg each other on and the drinking gets out of control. It gets really aggressive. It gets really loud. It gets really ugly. And so I had to do something to take care of myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's what boundaries are.
Yes.
Right. About, right?
Exactly.
Mental health.
Exactly. Taking care of you.
Right. And it doesn't, and I, for our listeners, like I don't want you to let it get to that point because for me, it was just really an example of something that I was like, I have to deal with this. And that means boundaries.
Because it was hurting you.
Right. It was terrible.
Fortunately, sometimes it takes getting to that point though, right?
And it did for me, for sure. And so what I had to do in that situation was I really limited the time I would spend with them. And once that 5 o'clock happy hour bell hit, that was kind of a line in the sand. And that was when the clock started ticking. So for me, I always tried to exit out of the situations before, say, 6:30, mm-hmm. because some of my family members drink hard and fast. Mm-hmm. And like my dad is an example. He waits until 5 o'clock, but when 5 o'clock hits, it's game on. Mm-hmm. So by 6:30, he's in a bad state. So I told them, listen, I actually had the conversation with my dad, especially of, hey, we'll come over for dinner, but it needs to be before this time, before the train goes off the tracks. And it was rough. And I mean,
difficult conversation.
So it's about how you're conveying your communication skills, right, and how you convey your boundaries is like, it's so important because it's going to result in either your boundaries being respected or not. I think
Tell you, regardless of how you communicate them, you have to expect that they're not always going to be respected. And it's responsibility to reinforce them.
That's what they're for.
Despite the disrespect. Because my dad, what he would do then is after he'd had a couple drinks, once 5 o'clock hit, after he'd had a couple drinks, he would come over to me and he would say snarky things like, am I well behaved enough for you at this point?
Oh, passive aggressive.
And I was
behavior.
Like, oh yeah, thank you. Yeah. Like you just have to stay in committed to those boundaries.
Consistency.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
is that easier than just writing them off?
Well, it's family sometimes. It's family. That's a boundary. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not talking about a loving scenario. That coming up to you after a couple drinks is just a fuck you. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Right.
Okay. Let me, have you triggered yet? You know?
Right. And that's a decision I've made and I've spent so many hours thinking about are these people I want in my life? And when they are sober, I love my father. I love him very much. He has a serious drinking problem. He is an animal when he drinks, right? So that is a boundary that I have put in the sand, like a line in the sand for me to allow me to have a relationship with him in a way that I can, because otherwise I can't.
So I think that's a lot of what boundaries are for too, is to be able to allow you to have healthy relationships with specific people, because some specific people need specific type of boundaries too, between the two of you.
Yeah.
So you're dictating for yourself what is going to work for you and your mental health in this relationship, you know, or in this situation or in this place. You have to dictate that.
Yeah. So listeners, if you're just tuning in, we actually dedicated a podcast to dysfunctional families. And that was one of our most rawest podcasts ever. So I actually brought that up in my bullet points, right? Boundaries with dysfunctional families and substance abuse.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for answering that question, because it's more than just like a riff on a comment. At some point, it has to flip to this isn't worth it. Yeah. And if someone's disrespecting you like that,
and to be clear, there have been times in my life where it wasn't worth it. There was a, I think, 4 or 5 year period where I didn't speak to my father. It wasn't worth it at that point. But he spent some time really, really sick and had a little bit of a reckoning with himself. It softened him up a little bit, which from my perspective was enough to get me there. But yeah, you as an individual have to, and I remember my mom, they've been divorced for years and years, a very, very long time, since I was about 3. And I remember my mom asking me at the time when we hadn't spoken for years, she said, if your father died tomorrow, would you be okay with where things are?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I would have been fine. But now I, again, have made some adjustments where I would feel good about where we are. So
you've been clear about your boundaries with him. You've been consistent, it sounds like. And he respects. Does he respect?
I mean, he respects when he's sober. He doesn't respect anything when he's not.
And that's just when you uphold.
And that's just when I bow out.
I mean, that's how you know how severe this addiction can be, right? Because like you would think that a father hearing that from a daughter is enough to, you know, make you get your shit together.
Well, but he has 2 daughters, and my sister is the enabler in the situation. Mm. She has the same problem. So It's conflicting input.
So what happens when people disrespect our boundaries?
I don't talk to them. We ghost them.
The consequences.
I ghost them.
This is
going
too.
Back to the podcast of divorcing people.
Yeah. Like, what are the consequences of disrespecting boundaries?
I mean, trust. Trust is a huge boundary for me.
Yeah.
Say what you're going to do.
Well, you know, and I think it's a great question. And to me, when I think about it in practice, we have a choice in that situation. If somebody is disrespecting our boundaries, do we let them?
Yeah.
Or do we take a stand?
And hold them accountable.
Right. And hold them accountable in whatever form that takes, right? Like, it sounds like when we say hold them accountable, sometimes we're like, shame on you.
No, but sometimes that's not, it's stepping
it, to
back.
Me, it's, you know, it's in this situation I was just describing, it's me saying, if they want to have dinner at 7, it's me saying, okay, well, then we're going to pass this time.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's just reinforcing that kind of boundary.
I didn't talk to my dad for 7 years
because
he couldn't respect people that I loved. You know, so that, I mean, a lot of other reasons, but we have a good relationship now, a better one, because coming back into contact, it was like, this is going to be like from now on. This is what I need. And if it can't, we can't speak. And he respected our relationship enough to make those improvements himself, to respect my boundaries. But I've obviously proven if he cannot, he doesn't get access to me or my kids. So that was the consequence of not respecting me.
Yeah.
But it's like as extreme as cutting people off. Sure.
Yeah.
Or as little as just having a tough conversation and just saying, hey, when you did this, it made me feel like this. And this is why I don't want that to happen to me again.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love alone time, as much as I talk to strangers, but that's also a boundary for me, right? When I am out and about and I don't want to be spoken to, and then people get in my space and I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
You shut down?
What if they keep talking?
I'll either move seats or I'll tell them I'm not interested.
Well, I will say, Lulu, and I've seen this in action, but you have an amazing go fuck yourself look.
I know.
So like if anybody keeps talking to you when you're in that state of mind, I don't know how, because like it's a pretty clear message.
So fun fact, most bartenders will take the water gun and spray someone for $10.
Oh, that's good to know.
Didn't know that.
Myself included. Can I have them spray me?
Probably.
With what?
Bourbon in my mouth?
Yes. For $10, bargain.
It's a kink.
Today I learned, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Harry Reid, what about you? What you got going on in your head over there?
My bullet point for setting boundaries is I'm not good at it. Like, even through reading about this and when I was talking to the professional help, I had a conversation with my mother about some things that she does in conversation that just for whatever reason are a trigger and gets my blood going and my heart pumping. And I don't have the ability to calm down with her specific style of communication. And so we had a couple conversations and it was always met with like the same kind of, yeah. You know, I don't think she was aware because she just feels the need to communicate. Like silence is very awkward and that often leads to just saying things without going through the brain filter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just so you know, I'm talking to someone who says that if you don't acquiesce to like at least hearing this stuff, that I should just cut you out of my life. And that ended up being what finally broke through to her.
Oh, wow.
That interesting.
Is not saying that this doesn't happen all the time still.
Sure.
But that's the way she needed to hear that.
Right.
I think I also need to realize that some people just can't help the way they are like that. And what I'm talking about here is really the equivalent of a first world problem. I'll take some aspirin to get rid of a headache after some conversations, you know, and that's easier than the alternative of that. But I think for the most part, I don't set a lot of boundaries. I just find myself being disappointed by certain people sometimes.
You lower your expectations.
Well, but
that's not the first time I've heard that. And I really, I used to argue
like that
point all the time. But no, I'm sorry.
You're so much happier.
By lowering your expectations?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
The only expectations I have are to respect my boundaries.
Yeah.
Period.
And I
that's
feel
it.
Like the thing to me is you have a choice in how you approach every situation and what you tolerate. So you are creating, you are setting an expectation for other people in how you act and how you respond. And if you let people operate a certain way, you are making the choice to let them treat you that way.
I understand that argument about enabling. I do get
sure.
that.
And like with family, it's complicated because you have, it's friendship. Obviously,
there's a very different dynamic.
Things, but you know, it's like if people are, I think about this all the time. If people are not bringing something to my life, if they're not elevating me, if they're not, and I'm not it's saying everybody needs to elevate me, but I'm saying like,
then they don't get to be in your life.
I don't want people in my life who are sucking my energy. Like we talked about recently.
Same shit, different day.
Yeah. Like we have a choice in whether to allow these people to continue operating in this way. And it's not an easy choice. And it's not a choice we want to make a lot of times. But we have that choice and we let them do that.
Well, those things hurt us and then we end up responding negatively, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that it's very important to remember that boundaries are about you, not about controlling other people because we can't.
Yeah.
We can't control what they're going to do to us.
Idiots are a boundary too.
Boundaries define how you will respond. To certain behaviors or in certain relationships, not how somebody else will. We can't control that.
Right.
So you want to stay happy. You want to stay having peace, enjoy anything.
How do you protect that?
How do you protect that? And it's by setting boundaries for others so you can continue being happy and not.
That's why I live in a bubble.
It's huge.
And you should.
My bubble is my boundary.
That sounds well and good. I mean, I'm looking at Spicy's family situation. It sounds like a larger family. The family I'm talking about, we're
larger
talking two
only
people.
By personality.
So every action you take is felt exponentially.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm hardly the first person to have communication issues with their parent, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll eat that. I would love to be better about work boundaries or like time. However, my profession doesn't allow me to separate because we live in a 24-hour world.
Yeah, so your profession, that's your true statement.
I will say that after some conversations with like the company and figuring out what's important, we've backed off the amount of items that should be bothering us after hours.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's good.
And I expect that because there is some level of this is always going to have the ability to pop up. But not everything needs to be at that level.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how the boundary has been set, but it's loose and floating. I don't know. At least there's progress.
Sounds like it's getting better.
Yeah. I actually had a similar conversation like that with my boss yesterday. And we were talking about creating a culture of urgency when it's not warranted, right? Mm-hmm. Because that is a tendency, especially if you operate in that world where if something comes in, you have to deal with it, mm-hmm. right? But questioning, do I have to respond to this situation? Is this truly urgent?
No.
Or is it something? Not. Right. And like reinforcing that kind of a boundary and that expectation.
We're also trying to reinforce that boundary in my work life as well. The work will always be there.
Right. Right. Yeah. And there are urgent things that come up without a doubt, but everything can't be urgent.
Yeah.
Dude, everything can't.
It's not worth
Gotham City never had a day without crime. But Batman's
but
not taking on every petty jewel
crime.
Thief, you know?
Yeah, he's setting boundaries and caring for his mental health.
Yes.
If your name ain't the Joker, I ain't got time for you.
Yeah. Have you seen him in that bat suit?
I think
hot
it's
damn.
The actual ripples on the bat suit, though.
Listen, whatever. Can I get a bat suit ASAP? Hmm. Here's my address.
Not trying to pop your bubble. Think those are helping.
I'll take it. Can I get some the match on the backside?
If he fills out most of it, then we're happy.
Yeah.
That's a boundary. All right. What else you got?
Empathy boundaries, like emotional. Oh, I need to figure out a way to not want to
so
make everyone else's problem
path.
My own.
Empathy boundary.
I have empathy.
Love that you said that.
My partner
so
is very empathetic
that.
And it's turned me, I was never a heartless person. I've always had values to care for others and take care of others instilled in me. But I need to allow myself to be okay with that sucks. I'm going to go over there. You know,
interesting.
I don't have the ability or bandwidth to take on issues for more than they're in my tree mm-hmm. of trust already. I've certainly got my friendships that are fantastic relationships, but they're also based on us being there for each other. That's not what I'm talking about. I just mean like someone random on Facebook from third grade is having an issue and now I'm sad. And if there's a pill, sign me up. If there's a holistic therapy, flag me with the Leafs or whatever. Like, I need some relief in that regard.
And that's,
wait, you're
that's,
so surprised.
No, I am. I was very surprised when you went down that path. But it sounds like there is definitely a need there. I don't know. I mean, that's something when I think about that, I can relate to that a little bit with my sister. My sister is high drama and wants the drama. And the only thing I've learned
your
from
sister
that,
needs some hobbies.
She has plenty of hobbies and one of them is drama.
Right.
But no, and I think I don't envy your position being in a relationship like that, because with my sister, I can close that door. Mm-hmm. And when she calls and she's crying on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock because she saw something online and da-da-da-da-da, right? I don't give into it. Yeah. I don't feed into it. I don't encourage her. I like to consider myself to be the voice of logic and reason when she shows up like that. But that's easy for me to do because she's not my significant other. So,
but also you don't have to give that every time.
Yeah.
Like you said, you just don't have to answer the phone.
Right. And I don't.
You just have brought up another boundary for me.
What's that?
I turn my phone on silent.
Access to you.
Again, yeah. It goes back to time.
Yeah.
Right?
I just don't answer. I don't answer. Literally my best friend will call me. I don't answer because I hate talking on the phone.
Well, yes, hate
and
it.
And then she calls my husband.
To me, like, that perfect. Falls under self-care. Like, I have set certain standards for myself for self-care. One of them is putting my phone on do not disturb after a certain time mm-hmm. on Sunday. Like Sundays, like after 9, not talking to anybody because I have the Sunday scaries and I need to be by myself.
Yeah.
But that absolutely, I totally agree with that, Lulu. That is important to set and to communicate that you need that. And anybody that loves you will give you that and not say anything and not push. But boundaries, we can expect pushback typically, I think, because people have their own feelings and they have their own needs. So like your mm-hmm. sister, Spicy, mm-hmm. she needs to be heard. She needs this. She needs to cause a little drama. You don't have to give into that and right. you don't. And that's lovely for you.
Well, that's if any of y'all are ever in trouble between the times of 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.,
don't call you.
Yeah, because my phone's on silent.
So there are just no exceptions to that then?
Yeah, no exceptions to that.
So it's interesting to hear because my phone lives on silent mode. And the only time my phone will ever make noise is if I get a phone call, not a text, from Miss Reed or my mother. Mm. And it's the only times where no matter what I'm doing, I don't care what time it is, like it'll ring and it'll ring on max volume. It could happen in the office. I don't care. I'm not negotiable on that.
Well, that's a boundary.
Yeah, I need to do that. I just have mindset to do not disturb all the time.
See, and I never use do not disturb. I still get notifications.
Yeah.
But they don't make noise. I just check them whenever I check them.
Yeah. I have never taken the time to figure out the settings on my phone to figure out how to let people that are important ring through, which is probably
your
a really
favorites.
Bad thing.
I can help you.
Yeah.
All right. How are we going to close this podcast out?
Are we already at the
end?
Oh my gosh. Wow. This was a meaty one.
That boundaries.
Boundaries.
Are
they're complicated.
So important though.
They are. It's such a simple word that's so hard to implement.
They're a sign of maturity. Self-awareness, self-love.
Exhaustion.
Self-love.
Exhaustion.
Right? Sign of maturity. That's
I've been pushing this point and now I have to set a boundary.
I have to set a boundary. We want to be nice. We want to do what we can, but self-preservation, we've got to take care of ourselves. And that requires
right there.
Boundaries.
That's a great close. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Set a boundary.
Ghost your assholes.
Fuck those bitches.